Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Here we go with a Monday short week, bro. Fun day edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out from the heart of the Great Northern Beef Belt, bringing you true and undisputed price discovery from our lucky 13 reporting barns, strategically located in some of the best cow-calf counties in America, indeed the world. From Motley, Minnesota to Torrington, Wyoming, and Dickinson, North Dakota to Bassett, Nebraska. These here numbers coming in are leading the nation. Don't believe me? Tune into CattleUSA.com and watch the Big Bread Female Bovine Sale today at FLA, a clever acronym for Faith Livestock Auction. See an impressive preview as barn owner Dace Harper rides pins at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. He's a hand.
Exactly right.
Friday at the CME, I love that thing. Front month live cattle closed 117 green at 186.77. Feb fats packed on 77 at 188.20. Jan feeders rallied 85 cents at 254.30. March Kievs plus 102 at 253.12. Those numbers are, you know, coolio, but a far cry from what's happening at our lucky 13 reporting barns. Big thanks to the busy barn owners and auctioneers who took the time to text these over the weekend. The hard-working crew at Ogallala Livestock Market proffered 550-pound black steers hitting 336. 840-pounders reached 258. The charismatic Jim Bitts at Napoleon Livestock informs us that 90 head of 480-pound steers boomed to 360. Big Johan, or John, at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, Nodak, featured 640-pound calves off the Oast Ranch, smoking at 310.50. We were in the seats at Pressure Livestock to witness a string of 504-pound steers out of Fort Pierce Sodak burn at 365. 410-pounders smoked at 405. 100 head of 610-pound black-headed mobile bovine units smoldered at 323.50. Insert gulp here. Moobridge Livestock on the shores of Lake Oahe was smoking hot as 100 head of 505-pound steers exploded at 370. Is this real life?
Is this real life?
See complete listings of these and other barns. I'm monster trucking it today, aren't I? Like Burwell and Albion, Nebraska at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Hey, it's Monday. Each and every one of our reporting barns wish you a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Same from all of us here at America's Hot Barn Report. Thanks for listening, folks.
This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moonridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Legendary Young's Western Wear has been outfitting rural America since 1928. The Weber Ranch family invites your family to make the trip to Valentine, Nebraska, voted one of the most beautiful small towns in America. Browse through one of the nation's largest inventories of Western apparel, decor, jewelry, and tack. And I mean a lot of tack. If you can't make the trip, take advantage of free shipping on orders of over $99 at discountwesternwear.com. Truly purveyors of all things Western, Young's Western Wear at discountwesternwear.com.